MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. And, well, it's back, sort of. It's Star Wars The Clone Wars, and this one is animated. This time Jabba the Hutt's son has been kidnapped, and it's up to Anakin Skywalker to get him back.
Kidnapped. Jabba the Hutt's son has been.
Soon the Jedi will not only be at war with you, Count, but the Hutt clan as well.
Well, the best part of this movie was the theme song, because there's no way they can screw up the Star Wars theme song, but the rest of this was just a complete disaster. The story was lame, the animation wasn't good, and for some reason it was just completely painfully boring. Even the biggest Star Wars fans out there are not going to like this thing, so in Yoda speak, horrible this movie was. So under Movie Night Traffic Light, this Star Wars is a red light. Now, onto the most expensive R-rated comedy ever made, and this is Tropic Thunder, starring Ben Stiller, Jack Black, and Robert Downey Jr. They play actors shooting a Vietnam War movie, and the director wants some real stuff out of these guys, so he sends them into the real jungle, and then they get kidnapped by some drug lords.
Something happening here.
Sorry, can we cut?
I am dealing with a bunch of prima donnas.
I know who I am! I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Some of us might not make it back.
What do you mean? Like, not on the same flight?
There is no doubt they spent tons of money on this movie. There's lots of explosions, gunfights, cool sets, and lots of makeup. Robert Downey Jr. plays a black guy, and they made him look really great. Big budget also went for some other stars, though. It also stars Nick Nolte, Matthew McConaughey, and Tom Cruise. And I've got to tell you, I didn't even recognize Matthew McConaughey, because I really don't think I've ever seen a movie where he actually wears his shirt through the entire movie. And Tom Cruise, you won't recognize him at all. There are some laughs in this movie, which is good, but there's stuff that I didn't like, too, like all the voiceover stuff they have to do with Robert Downey Jr.'s character to make him sound like a black guy, which makes them hard to understand, and there are scenes that are really, really, really long because of all the stars. They all get lots of camera time. My favorite part, though, is Tom Cruise doing a dance, you know, not a Risky Business kind of dance, but it was a good one anyway. So there are things in this movie we're seeing. So on our Movie Night Traffic Light, Tropic Thunder, this one is a yellow light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.